This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A jury has found Devin Erickson guilty of first-degree murder in the shooting of classmate Kendrick Castillo at STEM school Highlands Ranch 2 years ago. The mandatory sentence is life without parole. The defense said Erickson was suffering from sleep deprivation, intense drug use, and was under the sway of his co-defendant. However, prosecutors say he had many chances to tell someone but didn't. Ken Salazar is Joe Biden's choice for U.S. ambassador to Mexico. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Salazar has worked with Biden before, first as colleagues in the U.S. Senate and then as Secretary of the Interior during the Obama administration. Now Biden plans to nominate the San Luis Valley native with deep roots in the region to be his envoy to Mexico. Senator John Hickenlooper says Salazar is an exceptional leader and will have the skills necessary to revitalize the relationship between the two countries during a difficult time.
Of all the people I've worked with in politics, Ken Salazar has perhaps the greatest ability to bring people together that are seriously crosswise.
Senator Michael Bennett added he'll do everything he can to get Salazar confirmed. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The owner of Town Center at Aurora and the Mesa Mall in Grand Junction has filed for bankruptcy. Washington Prime Group says the pandemic is the primary reason for its financial hardships. Excessive heat warning this week for Grand Junction and the Western Slope. Grand Junction's at 102, Denver 99. This is CPR News.